Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. This is on a recorded line right now. Who I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Donna Reagan.
Can you spell the first and last name, please?
Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Reagan, R-A-G-A-N.
And then, could I have your email address, please?
KeishaMom2006 at iCloud.com.
And then, I'm so sorry, could you spell that for me?
Oh, K-I-S-H-A, mom, M-O-M, 2006 at iCloud.com.
Perfect. And did you use the hair relaxer products yourself, ma'am?
Yes, I used them. What do you mean? No, you're breaking up.
I'm sorry about that. So did you use the hair relaxer products yourself?
No, I didn't do them. The salon did it.
Sorry?
You're breaking up.
So did you use the hair relaxer products yourself, or was it a loved one that was using the hair relaxers?
No, I was at a salon.
And you were doing it for other people, kind of?
We were doing it for other people.
Or it was done at a salon for you, or
no.
You were a salon stylist?
No, they didn't, I'm not a stylist. No, the stylist did it for me.
Got you. And so you did use hair relaxer yourself, or it was done on you?
Yeah, it was done on me.
And
at the salon, she used it on my hair.
Okay. And thank you for confirming. After using hair relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected? Do you know what type of side effects you had or what you were diagnosed with after using or being exposed to hair relaxer?
My symptoms?
Yeah, or what type of side effects or diagnosis you had?
Oh, I had ovarian cancer.
You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yes.
And that was after using hair relaxer, correct? Or after hair relaxer
was
being used on you?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed with it?
January the 20th, 2024.
Oh, this year? Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I'm very, very sorry about the diagnosis. Thank you for speaking with me about this. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Repeat the question. I'm sorry.
No, no worries. Are you willing? So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And have you or a loved one used the hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
And to confirm, you said that was ovarian cancer?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
I'm very sorry about that. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what was your date of diagnosis for the ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed January the 20th of 2024.
Perfect. And thank you for confirming. Sorry about that. The date of diagnosis I have now is 01-20-2024.
Yes.
And do you know the name of the doctor or the name of the hospital you were diagnosed at?
Yes, I was at University of Pennsylvania.
Hospital or medical center?
Oh, I'm sorry, hospital. I'm sorry. Yes, hospital.
No worries. And so I've Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. That's 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
Yes.
And then the
I'm
address. Sorry?
That's the address, yes. 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
Perfect. And then the phone number I found online was 215-662-4000.
Yes.
And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, I do. Dr. Valerie Arthur. She's an MD, obstetrics and gynecologist, OBGYN.
Dr. Valerie, what was her last name?
Bossard, B-O-S-S-A-R-D.
Dr. Valerie Bossard?
Valerie, yes.
Okay. And that was your diagnosing doctor, correct? She's the one that diagnosed you?
Yes. She's on the diagnosis team, yes.
And you were diagnosed this year in 2024?
Yes, January 20th, yes.
In the state of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to being diagnosed?
Between 4 to 6.
Is it okay if I put about 5 times per year?
Yeah, because in between, give or take, yes.
Got you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And can I have your date of birth, please?
12/24/1962.
I have 12/24/1962?
Yes.
Christmas Eve?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
No, it's not. You don't get but one gift. Everybody else gets two.
What's it called? I'm born on July 4th. So everyone, it's like no one can celebrate on that day. Like everyone's out of this. Yeah, it's so weird. But it's also, it's cool sometimes. It's, I don't know. It's cool you get to see all your family. They probably all come down for the holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Got you. And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer or were affected in a similar way?
Not that I know of.
Got you.
They have different types of hair from me.
Got you. And so no other friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, loved ones, distant relatives?
Not that I know of.
Got you. And then just to confirm, the date of birth I have on file is 12/24/1962?
Yes. And I'm about to be 62.
Got you. 1962. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
And then what year did you start using it, and what year did you stop?
I started in August of 2002, and I stopped in January of 2024.
Perfect. And so I have start date of August 2002 and a stop date of January of 2024?
2024, yes.
Perfect. And how often did you use these products? Was it weekly, monthly? 4 times per year?
Between 4 and 6. It depends on, sometimes it might have been 6, but at the least it was 4.
Okay.
Because I need to lay my hair down, yes.
I put 4 times per year. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
For the 22 years.
22? All 22
yes.
years?
Yes.
So I have 22 years of consecutive usage.
Yeah.
And
but I know I use it more than 4 times a year because I get my I have to lay my curl, my straighten it out.
Got you. And then just to confirm, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
The salon.
Salon only or never at home?
No, not at home.
Got you. And what brand name did you use? Do you remember what brand name they used?
Yes, I do. L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Got you. And so for 22 years, it was only done at a salon?
Yes.
And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No, I didn't understand what you just said. Did it what?
So
Did it X?
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? It's basically
It was way 2 years. It was way
perfect. So that was it. It was 2 or more years after.
Yeah, 2 or more years.
First
it was
using the product.
When I first started using that.
Got you. And then just to confirm, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at
Yes.
least 1 year? That'd be a yes.
Yes.
Perfect. And then what type of treatment did you receive, do you remember, for the ovarian cancer?
Yes. They did chemo. I did chemo to IV. Out. I did something. Let me take my brain.
So I have chemotherapy, IV
yeah.
therapy.
Yes, I did the chemo. I did the I had to have a hysterectomy. I had to have a hysterectomy. And I did the immune therapy.
You said, so I have chemotherapy, IV therapy, what else?
A hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy. And then what was there anything else?
No. I had to have a complete hysterectomy. Obviously.
And then I just want to make sure I have everything down correct. I have chemotherapy, IV therapy, and hysterectomy, and a hysterectomy.
Immunotherapy.
And immunotherapy.
And hysterectomy, yes.
Got you. So I have chemotherapy, IV therapy, hysterectomy, and immunotherapy?
Yes.
Got you. And was there anything else I can put down?
No, that's the treat. That's what the treatments they gave me.
Okay. And do you remember the date of your treatment?
It was January 4 or 5 days after my diagnosis was January 20th. January 2024. Okay, I don't have it right here. I'm still stuck. Now my treatment started on the 20th, so it was 4 or 5 days after my diagnosis. And I was diagnosed in the 20th.
So what day would you say?
I know it's between the 24th. I know what. I believe it was the 25th. I believe it was the 25th.
You had treatment on Christmas?
January the 20th. No, January.
Oh, it's January. January.
Oh,
sorry.
No, I would have really remembered it was Christmas. The date would have stuck with me.
It was January 25th, 2024.
Yes.
For treatment. This is just for the treatment, not the diagnosis.
The treatment date, yes. No, that's the treatment.
Okay.
It started in January 4th. After my diagnosis, I was diagnosed in January. It started like 4 or 5 days after that, yeah.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the treating doctor?
Yes, I do. Dr. Fiona Simpkins. The oncologist. Yeah.
And how did you spell her last name?
It's Simpkins.
Simpkins. Dr. Fiona Simpkins. And that was the treating doctor?
Yes.
Was she out of the same hospital or was that a different hospital?
Yes. Nope. University of Pennsylvania. 3400 School Street, Philadelphia, University of Pennsylvania.
And so the address that she treated you at was 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And And again, the phone number I have is 215-662-4000.
Yes.
Okay. And then what was your, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I can't hear you. What is your accent?
I'm sorry, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, female.
No worries.
I didn't know you're female.
And then can I have the spelling on the first name, the middle initial, and then the spelling on the last name as well?
My name?
Yes.
The spelling of my first name, Donna. D-O-N-N-A.
And then middle initial?
M. M as in Marie.
And then last name?
Reagan. R-A-G-A-N.
R-E-G-A-N?
No E, no E. R-A-G-A-N.
R-A-G-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. So I have Donna M. Reagan.
Yes.
And then this next part is for security and identification purposes. Can I have your full social?
203-54-7285.
Yes. Okay. And then the email I have on file is KeishaMom2006@iCloud.com?
Yes.
Okay. And the main phone number I have on file is 267-244-3474?
Yes.
And was that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
Got it. And then can I have your full home address, please?
4848 Brown Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139.
That was 4848. What was the street name?
Brown, like the color brown.
Brown Street?
Yes.
4848 Brown Street, Philadelphia, Philadelphia County.
No, yes, Philadelphia is the county.
City of Philadelphia, Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, 19139.
Yes.
Perfect. And that was 4848 Brown Street.
Yes.
Got you. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, but I don't have it right here with me. When I get back, I can get it to you.
And so you would be able to provide them at a later date?
Yes.
And for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Did you say give you an emergency contact number?
I'm sorry. So we request an emergency contact number in case something fortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones.
Okay.
The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Do not live with me.
Does not live with me. Okay. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Cordelissa, C-O-R-L-I-S-S-A.
Cordelissa.
Last name, Cordelissa, C-O-R.
Sorry about that.
L-I-S-S-A.
Mm-hmm. And then just phone number and relationship to you.
My last name is Reagan. Oh, her phone number is 267-465-8170. I'm just tired.
No worries. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. No, it's not you. No. Mm-mm. It's not you. It's me.
Got you. And again, we are almost done here. I know you probably did have a long day. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. What was Corlissa's relationship to you?
That's my niece.
Niece. And then I'm just gonna confirm some information, and then I'm gonna send these documents out. Just 1 second. So your date of diagnosis was 01/20/2024.
Yes.
And then your date of birth is 12/24/1962.
Yes.
Got you. And you started using hair relaxer in 2002 and you stopped in 2024?
Yes.
And then the social I have on file is 203-547-285.
Yes.
And then home address is 4848 Brown Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia County, 19139.
Yes.
Got you. Perfect. And Corlissa's phone number is 267-465-8170.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm sending over the documents right now. They should come through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you have received them, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I just received it.
Okay. Yeah, just act on it or access it on whichever platform is easier for you. If you want to do like email or text, as soon as you do click on the documents, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
Okay.
And then when you are on the actual documents themselves, it's going to say hair relaxer litigation on the top. Just let me know as soon as you're on that page.
All right, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, my glasses. I can't see. One minute.
No worries.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay.
Yeah, on the top right, it's going to have a yellow sign button or a start button.
I see what it says continue, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, perfect.
So could you, do I get the sign? Oh, no, I don't got a sign yet. It says please sign, but I can't see where.
Just click continue or next.
Okay,
then,
I did.
Perfect.
Okay, then click start.
Perfect, yeah. And then after you click start, it's going to have you adopt a few signatures. As you're doing that, just make sure all the information on there is accurate to you. If anything is misspelled for addresses, date of birth, social names, phone numbers, emails, anything that's misspelled, just let me know and I can resend the documents. But just make sure everything on there is accurate to you.
Okay. The name and initials. Okay, where did I go? Miss the phone number at? Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, no, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, this is a teeny.
Sorry. Just to the best of your ability.
I am.
It's okay if it's like teeny or kind of ineligible.
I think I'm missing that. So let me know right here, right?
Oh yeah, it'll direct you to if one of them's missing.
Okay.
Or it'll like send you.
Okay, I think I did it all. Start sending a sign into the. Okay, I did it. Did you see it? After I did all that, it went to blue. Start sending a sign into the.
Oh okay, yeah, you're good. It's just trying to get you to sign up for like a DocuSign account. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to make sure everything on here is correct. I'm going to read it back to you, and then we should be good to go. So the spelling on the first name is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, M, Reagan, R-A-G-A-N.
Yes.
And then the address. Perfect. The address is 4848 Brown Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139.
Yes.
And date of birth is 12/24/1962.
Yes.
And then social I have is 203-547-285.
Yeah, that's it.
And then direct phone number is 267-244-3474.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you over a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. It'll hold you within 24 to 48 hours from receiving these documents. If you have any questions between now and when they get a hold of you, you can reach out to me. But for now, you should be good to go. If you do know anyone else in your family that was affected in a similar way, just let us know, and then we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
And
again, thank you.
Of course, thank you, and I'm very, very sorry about how you were affected. If anything, if you have any questions or anything like that, just reach out to me through my personal number, okay?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Okay.